This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Gator. There's some of the feedback that came in guessing what my extreme hiccup solution was.
Okay.
I drink a cup of water through a napkin. That's from Brandon in a truck. Ted and Celine says, did you force a burp? Bill in Madison Heights said, lime juice. Paul says, did you hold your breath for like 2 minutes? Doug and Ipsy says, lemon juice. Bernard says, plugging your ears and nose, then drinking through a straw. Tom says, drink water with a pencil in your mouth. How do you do that? Unnamed texter, plug your ears airtight and drink from the opposite side of the glass. Works every time. So that's tipping your head. I feel like you pour water all over your face, but Kirby says, fingers over the eyebrow trick cures hiccups. Fingers over the eyebrow trick. I don't know that trick. Dan in Plymouth says, it's gross, but I was able to get I got a bad case of the hiccups to go away, sticking my finger down my throat. I didn't get sick, but it activated my gag reflex and somehow my hiccups went away. Gator, one of those was the solution.
I still think it's just holding your breath, but you tried the drinking the water thing.
I tried like half the things they listed there. It was the last one. I stuck my finger down the throat, gag reflex. He didn't get sick. That wasn't everybody's experience.
Oh, yeah, you had a little reversal?
Yeah. But when it was done, I was like, okay. So I was happy that they just went away. It was awful.
And you challenged your son to another nine holes the next day?
No, I did not, but no. I will mention the hiccups when we do play again. 248-539-9797. Feedback coming in. Rick and Wyandotte says, my champ is Katie Ledecky. My chump is the Tiger fans, those who thought they were still in it. I don't know who thought they were still in it or what specifically he's referencing, but maybe the ones that were mad that they sold at the trade deadline. Mike in Ferndale writes in the following, and this is a story that's developing this morning. Mike writes, I was just telling someone yesterday, the Lions / Dan Campbell are practicing / hitting too hard and long in practice. And as guys go down and guys are going down, he needs to have them backing off in August, especially. Okay. There were 8 skirmishes during their joint practice with the Giants today. Colton Pouncey tweeted out in the last hour, this is the most physical practice I've ever seen. Nolan Bianchi, who writes for Free Press, right? I'm sorry, Detroit News, tweets out, practice is over. That was crazy. Fights everywhere. My fourth time covering joint practices. Never seen anything like that. What the hell's going on over there in New York?
I mean, when you come into the locker room after something like that, are you just so dead tired because of all the extracurriculars? Are you proud of sticking up for each other? Are you reflecting on it going, well, that was really stupid. We didn't really accomplish much of anything. Is it all of those things? I mean, I remember getting into some fights in practice, but not like, it was nothing that was ever terribly substantial. And sure as hell, never 8.
Yeah. I think probably what happens is Dan Campbell and Brian Daboll get together. Is that who the coach is?
Yeah,
it is, right. They get together and they're like, all right.
You talking to your guys? Because I'm talking to my guys. Yeah, we got
Monday,
this.
Monday was unacceptable. We can't have this going on all week. I mean, I'm sure there's some, hey, we got a tight-knit group kind of deal. But, I mean, Pro Football Talk, a national website, tweets out, Lions and Giants joint practices sparks multiple fights. And there's so much video of it. This is probably going to be on SportsCenter. It's probably going to be on NFL Network. It's all fine and dandy. You don't want anybody to get hurt, though.
No, that's when it gets stupid, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're like, what are we doing? We're getting into a fight in a scrimmage, in a practice. It's not even a scrimmage. It's a practice. And you're going to put yourself in jeopardy for part of the season because of this? That's just dumb. And when they're walking into the locker room right now and they're waiting to get reports on Terry and Arnold and Zeitler, and I mean, that's the harmful part of it, right? And it wasn't a result of fights. It was just, that was just practice, right?
Yep.
And you don't want that to carry into the next day where players are like, I'm going to get after Andrew Thomas because he concussed Terry and Arnold. I mean, with that block. I mean, come on, we got to stick up for it. Let's be careful, be smart. You don't want to expand this past what it was today. I can't imagine that the coaches want to.
Let's overanalyze this.
Let's do it.
No, okay. Seriously, because the Lions are a different team this year. It's the most anticipated season in sports in Detroit history, basically in my lifetime. Probably your guys' too, right?
Yep.
It's the Lions are actually good, and they're predicted by... It's not a hot take to say the Lions are going to go to the Super Bowl. This could actually happen this year.
Yep.
So it's a different team we're talking about. What does 7 to 8 possible fights or skirmishes, whatever you want to call them today with the Giants, what does that mean? Does it mean anything?
I don't know. I mean, who had the edge today? The first fight started with Amon-Ra catching a pass and a ball getting knocked out of his hands and him kind of pushing a guy, and that guy shoved back, and then a third guy jumped in. Does it speak more to what the Lions are or where the Giants are? I mean, because you know what? In a weird way, the Giants might be looking at this as a test.
Well, are the Lions trying to keep their edge, or are they trying to get an edge? What, you know, from a Lions perspective, how is this different than years past? Why, and why so many fights now in the first joint practice?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't know. I kind of wonder a little bit if it's an example of how, if you think back to what we've always been in Detroit as the Lions, if I had heard that the Lions were going in to play a team that won a division, won playoff games, and was in the NFC title game, and the Lions showed some fight, I'd be like, okay, let's go. So I think it probably is more reflective of the Giants trying to stand up to the... I'll say this with a straight face, but it's true. But stand up to the mighty Lions than anything else.
Well, the Lions have a target on their back.
Yep.
I mean, you want to measure yourself against the Lions. This team went to the NFC Championship game. Every player in the league watched that game. They know what was up.
Yep.
They knew the Lions had a big lead at halftime and couldn't salt it away in the second half. Lions have a big old target on their back. And players going to want to make a name for themselves. Stand up for themselves and show what they've got. Like, oh, you think you're big and bad because you made the NFC Championship game? Bam!
Yep. It's funny because, Kang, until you brought it up, I never thought about it being more reflective as to the Lions' status in the league. And you're right. Could this be complete and total overanalyzation? Yep. But if you think about what we have been, we would have seen this as a sign that our team wants to bring the fight to one of the big boys. And so, yeah, I think it's more about how teams are going to respond to the Lions, and that, you know, get ready because you're probably going to, you're not sneaking up on anybody this year. You're going to get people's best shot, and the people are going to see their games against you, meaning us, as meaning the Lions, as a test, a true test, and measuring themselves against one of the perceived best in the league.
Yeah, and I'm flipping through Twitter here, and I see that Daniel Jones has spoken with the media about it and said situations like that, you just try to stand up for your guys, talking about fights and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe for some, like for a player like Daniel Jones, which there was some issue with, I don't know if it was Matthew Betts or who it was, somebody that got into it with a lineman for the Giants.
He shoved the lion.
Daniel Jones jumps right in, and part of it is absolutely sticking up for your teammates. But the other part of that, the byproduct of that, Daniel Jones, who desperately needs to get the team's approval That's a good move for Daniel Jones.
Probably.
All right, a guy who's not off to a great start to his career and probably is you know, he's got the contract, right, but he hasn't lived up to it. Everybody wants to replace him in town. He's got to earn the respect of his teammates, and that's a way to do it. So it's like that's an opportunity for Daniel Jones.
Well, now that you mention it, if we had heard, if everything were reversed and some Lion offensive lineman was in a little bit of a battle in the trenches and our guy thought the Giant went too far and Jared Goff got in there and pushed him, I'd be like, what the hell are you doing? I wouldn't want Jared Goff doing that.
Wouldn't want to, but I also understand that quarterbacks can be protected very quickly if something like that happens. But I do think that the team would love it. I think teams love that stuff when the quarterback gets involved. Not that the quarterback's starting anything, because he's not, right?
It's the
not
team like, might. I'm saying I would be saying, what the hell are you doing, Jared?
I wouldn't have a problem because I wouldn't expect him to get hurt.
Well, maybe we'll ask Jared about it the first time we talk to him this year. That first joint practice with the Giants, how out of control was it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.